Municipal internet is an internet service provided by local government or a local cooperative, as opposed to companies like Time Warner Cable or Comcast. Free the Web founder Andrew Banchik says the local service will provide higher internet speeds at a comparable cost.
Time Warner currently has monopoly on broadband internet in Buffalo. Verizon does DSL, and Verizon's DSL is about 5 megabits per second, and Time Warner offers 30 megabits per second. The communities that have implemented municipal ISPs in other areas of the country can offer 1,000 megabits per second.
The internet was invented in the United States in the 1950s. Banchik says internet speed, reliability, and quality has gone down significantly over the years.
South Korea has 1 gigabit per second internet speeds all over the country, and they're recently starting to roll out 10 gigabits per second. So that's incredible.
Free the Web organizer Cola Bickford suggests the municipal service run through a public electric utility. He says residents would pay for it like they do water or electric.
We unfortunately don't have a public electric utility. We've got National Grid. They're a UK-based private company. But there are even examples of communities who have done it without a public utility. Santa Monica, I think, is a good example. They've done it through their IT department and built out the network slowly from there.
Bickford says providing internet to everyone is a no-brainer. He says it will create more equal access to the internet, especially to the region's more impoverished areas.
I think the more we can give equal access to the internet, the more educational opportunities there will be, and I think that's hugely important, especially for young kids.
Chattanooga, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia, Lafayette, Louisiana, and Santa Monica, California all provide municipal internet service. Banchik says it has provided an economic boost in those cities. He says their successes should spur Buffalo to do the same.
We have a growing medical campus, and I'm sure that a lot of researchers need very high speeds, and this would benefit them with that. Job creation-wise, Chattanooga, which has a population of about 150,000, they cited many businesses which moved to Chattanooga just for the internet speed alone.
Banchik says Volkswagen of America opened an assembly plant in Chattanooga due to the low cost of internet service in 2011. The plant created 2,000 jobs. Erie County legislator Patrick Burke is lobbying for a local feasibility study.
A feasibility study is going to be the first step in seeing how realistic this is. We have a committee that's formed to gather information and set a plan in place, and hopefully we will be able to access resources from within and from outside sources to fund a feasibility study.
Burke says there are numerous internet issues that must be solved, including lack of access and lack of competition among telecommunications companies.
The quality of the service bothers me as an economic development driver, which I think is incredibly important. We're seeing the benefits in Wilson, North Carolina. We're seeing the benefits in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They're drawing major companies to come there, and it is resulting in thousands of jobs. We are in the age of information, and I don't think we can afford to lag behind everyone else.
Burke adds that municipal internet is not something the county is going to rush into. He says there is support among other legislators, but they're waiting to see the outcome of the study before they boast its benefits. Banchik says he hopes the efforts of Free the Web will make this all possible. Ashley Hertzel, WPFO News.